Welcome to Grease Paint and Stage Lights, the podcast. We hope you will be able to join us each time as we delve into all that is musical and drama theatre. Picture this, a West End matinee. The lead falls ill mid-first act, the house gasps, and a young understudy steps out, costume half-stitched, voice steady, and carries the rest of the performance to a standing ovation. That moment right there is why we love live theatre. The show survives because people backstage are endlessly prepared. Today, we're unmasking those people. Stay with us.
Today, we've invited an experienced understudy, Alex, and a casting director who has shepherded countless covers into the spotlight. By the end of this episode, you'll, one, understand the different kinds of understudies and why their work matters to every audience. Two, get a practical look at the technical mechanics that make a last-minute entrance possible. And three, hear two unforgettable save-the-show stories that verge on theatre legend. Ready? Let's dive in.
Before we meet our guests, quick context. When people say understudy, they often mean anyone who can step in for a principal performer. But the roles vary. There are swings, who cover many ensemble tracks, principal understudies, who shadow one lead, and emergency covers, who learn a role with very little rehearsal time. These covers are trained to follow blocking, singing lines, choreography, and the all-important cue calls from stage management. For audiences, the result can be seamless, but the preparation behind it is intense.
A few terms to keep in your pocket. Cover is interchangeable with understudy. A swing covers multiple ensemble parts. A standby may be paid to be backstage ready for a lead. And the ASM is the assistant stage manager, who runs the backstage micro-traffic. These words help you spot who's doing what when the curtain goes up, without accidentally interrupting a quick change with a question in the wings.
Alex, thanks for joining us. Let's start with day-to-day readiness. Tell us what a typical week looks like for you as an understudy. Rehearsals, warm-ups, note-taking. How do you keep everything at hand without burning out?
Thanks, Matthew. Great to be here. Practically, my week is split between the regular company rehearsals and private sessions. Mornings are usually vocal warm-ups, scales, sirens, then specific phrases from the show I know are thorny. I keep a role book, a notebook with blocking notes, lyric changes, costume tags, and a line-by-line list of prop moments. I also rehearse movement alone in the studio, so choreography stays muscle memory. The key is consistency. Even if you never go on, you treat the role as if you will next performance.
And mentally, Alex, do you have routines before a show? Some performers have superstitions, others have technical rituals. What keeps you steady when the call might come 5 minutes before curtain?
Mentally, I run the show in chunks. I visualise the first 10 pages, then the critical transitions like big ensemble numbers or emotional beats. I have a checklist, wigs, costume tabs, mic pack, last-minute lyric notes, and I go through it aloud. Breathing exercises help. Small things turn into big problems on stage.
Ruth, from a casting and production side, how do you structure rehearsals and documentation so an understudy or swing can realistically step in with minimal chaos?
We plan for covers from day one. That means clear track sheets showing where each actor stands, video references for blocking, and cover rehearsals scheduled regularly. Documentation is essential. The ASM keeps meticulous calling scripts with cues, prop handoff places, and wig tags. We also create cheat sheets for understudies that highlight only the most crucial beats, entrances, exits, and any tricky lyrics or choreography changes. That way, if you're dropped into a show 5 minutes before curtain, you have a concentrated checklist rather than a novel to read.
Let's talk technical mechanics. Alex, you mentioned wig tabs and mic packs. Walk listeners through a quick change. What's happening in the wings when a lead disappears and an understudy appears in a different costume 5 seconds later?
Quick changes are choreography in themselves. There's a sequence. The actor lands in the wings, costume team ready with pre-staged garments, an ASM stands by with a headset for the cue, and at least 2 dressers move in precise steps, unzip, pull off, slide on. Wigs might be pre-clipped onto a wig cap, so we pin them in a heartbeat. Microphone swaps are done by tech running a line from the old pack to the new one, or prepping a spare.
It's noisy and frantic behind the scenes, but everyone knows their exact move, like a dance you don't see from the audience.
Ruth, how do stage managers communicate those live changes so everyone stays synchronized? And is there a safe fallback if something goes wrong mid-change?
Stage managers use calling scripts and headset channels. The SM will call places 30 or stand by for quick change, and a chain reaction begins. For safety, we have audible cues and physical checks. A dresser might hold up a coloured ribbon when a change is done. If something fails, the fallback is always to keep story and character intact. A quick ad-lib, holding a lyric until the prop appears, or moving into a different blocking that buys time. Training emphasizes story-first solutions. Keep the audience with you while the crew solves the technical issue.
Right. And now for what listeners love most, the stories. Alex, tell us a quick, sharp memory of a time you actually went on cold and saved a show.
One time I was called 5 minutes before curtain because a lead had lost their voice during the overture. I hadn't been in full costume all week, only rehearsed the role in parts, but I had my cheat sheet. I ran on, the applause hit, and for the first time I felt the whole theatre tilt in the same direction, not at me, but with me. I made one small staging adjustment to avoid a tricky prop handoff and leaned harder into the emotional truth of the scene. By Act Two, people thought I'd been in the role for months. The cast and audience were incredibly generous afterwards, and the dressing room chocolate never tasted so good.
I'll add one from the tech side. Once a principal had a costume emergency and we had to swap another actor in mid-scene, the ASM signalled a cover who was not in full makeup. They improvised with a hat and a scarf and used a different entrance. It was slightly unusual, but the audience bought it and the production gained a new memorable moment. Those nights become part of company lore, and they teach us that creativity and calm are as essential as technique.
Practical tips time. For audience members who want to spot an understudy or appreciate their craft, listen for tiny differences in phrasing or timing. Watch how the company subtly supports them with eye contact and micro-adjustments, and notice how a show might shift energy. That's the company covering together. For aspiring understudies, keep meticulous notes. Stay physically fit for the roles you cover. Say yes to cover rehearsals, and build strong relationships with the ASM and dressers. Those relationships are often the safety net.
And a quick tip from me, record your choreography or blocking safely. Rehearsal footage is invaluable. Also, learn to be an excellent listener in the wings. The best covers are those who can take a 5-word instruction and translate it instantly. Finally, be kind. The backstage world rewards generosity and calm under pressure.
Right, let's wrap with a quick recap of our 3 takeaways. 1, preparation is relentless. Understudies practice like they're going on every night. 2, technical systems and clear communication make the impossible look effortless. And 3, the theatre's best stories come from quick thinking and generous.
Thanks so much to Alex and Ruth for sharing their stories and practical insight. And thanks to you for joining us on this Backstage Pass. Next week, we'll be talking about stage design secrets, how lighting and set choices tell the story before a single line is spoken. Until then, it's Matthew and Donna saying goodbye, and make sure you tune in to Grease Paint and Stage Lights on your local radio station, and visit Grease Paint and Stage Lights, the radio show's website.
Thanks for tuning in, and join us next time for more Theatre Nuggets. Keep enjoying theatre and all it has to offer.